Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is hit by the pitch. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Freehan moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. May reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley, who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. May scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 Indians. Pat Dobson now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuller. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Fuller steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuller moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan fires to second and picks off Fuller for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Marshall pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May strikes out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Euler applying the tag. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sims moves to third. Fuller moves to second. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.